Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
It's the holiday season. We're running around. We're hustling. We're bustling. We're buying things. We're thinking about what we need to do. But there is one thing we have to do, and that is to make time for the Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo.
Oh, Ed.
Yes?
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay, so the GoPro CEO apparently gives his employees 2 hours every Thursday to do anything they want.
Anything?
As long as it is something that they are passionate about.
Wow.
And
boy, does that open the door.
And as long as they catch it on their GoPro.
Oh,
so
my.
Hang on. There's more to this story. So he goes, oh, if you enjoy surfing or taking a run in the park, or you want to go pick up your kids and play with your kids for 2 hours after school.
Right.
You know, you could do that every Thursday for 2 hours. You are allowed to leave work as long as you're doing something you're passionate about and you catch it on your GoPro. Apparently, leading up to the holidays, there's something called the 12 Days of Cause that he does.
Okay.
That do a good deed, do something nice for someone, but catch it
but
on your GoPro.
Catch it on the GoPro. Because if not, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. If it's not caught on the GoPro, it didn't happen. So I was thinking, Ed, what is your idea of something on a Thursday for 2 hours that you would like to do that your boss said, Ed, go ahead, leave work for
really?
2 hours.
I could just get up and walk out and do whatever
I
want.
No questions asked.
Okay. Let's see.
I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I would go take a nap.
You would?
I would go home and go right to bed, I think.
No, here's what I would do. I would go home.
Yeah.
I would put on pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd make popcorn.
Yeah.
Climb into bed.
Okay.
And watch TV and be completely undisturbed by anything or anyone and just have like this 2 hour oasis but I want to be awake because I want to enjoy it. What? What?
You're talking with your hands and your coffee mug right by the...
Oh, right by the console.
It makes me so nervous. All right,
we, inside baseball, we do need to discuss this because I keep getting these hand signals every time we do the show. All right, I always keep a cup of coffee rather close to me. I talk with my hands while I'm on the air. But you're looking at me with this look of fright, like I'm going to spill coffee into the console here at the station.
I'm just trying to... I got your back, Ed.
Thank you. You're trying to prevent us from having to find another station to broadcast
exactly.
the show from.
Exactly, sure.
All right, everything is fine. But that's what I would do. That's,
okay.
All right. TV, popcorn, pajamas, alone.
Alone.
Boom.
Napping for me. Okay.
You need sleep. Why would you waste it sleeping?
Because I love sleep.
Live
so
life.
So much.
Live life.
All right.
Okay.
Ed.
All right.
Hey, Ed, did you know that there's a Star Wars movie happening soon?
Oh, really? Who would have thought that?
You know, there is a company called Hot Toys that makes these 12-inch figures. You know, they have all these exclusive things coming out now. And they have a Tauntaun. It's like one of those. It's kind of like a horse, but not really.
A Tauntaun?
It's called a Tauntaun. It's kind of like a horse, but not really, because it runs on two legs, but you ride it like a horse, like with a saddle and like...
But two legs? I wouldn't trust that.
I know. It kind of looks like a dinosaur.
Where are these two legs? In the front or the back?
It is a fictional fantasy animal.
Okay.
Ed, but it's called a Tauntaun, and it's in a box that is almost too big to fit in someone's front seat, but it's an amazing little figure. So if you want to spend $325 on a gift for someone that's into Star Wars,
is that your way of telling the world what you really want for Christmas?
I would love the Tauntaun.
You know what?
I would put it right next to my TV, right next to my WWE Divas Championship belt.
Replica
that I waited online for about an hour and a half for at WrestleMania when they came to New Jersey.
You are so fascinating. I just have to say that. If you get your Tauntaun, though, we are going to video you doing that, and we're going to put it on our social media sites, at Ed Kalenge and at Christina Stoffo, by the way. Anywho,
Twitter.
All right, so do they have other toys or anything that you can get here?
Well, I actually found another website called ThinkGeek.com.
Ah.
They do have a bunch, because stocking stuffers were always a big thing for my family.
Yes.
So they have a bunch of like little cool gifts. They have an exclusive Star Wars R2-D2 measuring cup set, which is really cute. They have an ice mold that will freeze your ice to look like the Death Star.
That's cool.
They also have a mold that'll make them look like little skulls,
ooh,
which is very cool.
Ooh.
They have gaming cartridge flasks, so it looks like an old Nintendo game, but it's a flask.
Getting drunk
so
on Frogger,
cool.
folks. Wow.
They have a USB that's a squirming tentacle, so when you plug it into your computer, it like lights up green, and it's like a tentacle.
It scares the hell out of your coworkers, yeah.
They have Big Bang Theory knee-high socks, you know, that say Bazinga or, you know,
very
soft
cool.
kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur, that thing. They also have Game of Thrones themed stuff. And
Game
I'm
going to
end with this.
Yes.
Because Game of Thrones just released a trailer for the upcoming season that starts in April.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that at the end of the last season, it shows Jon Snow apparently getting stabbed, you know, by the people at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my theory on what's going to happen. And this is what I am praying.
Tell us.
I think that Jon Snow is going to come back as an Ice Walker, a walker.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And I think that, because there's a horn, apparently, that takes down the wall.
Beep, beep.
I think that somehow that horn's going to blow, the wall's going to come down, there's going to be an ice dragon in hibernation in that wall, and that ice dragon is going to spread wrath over everyone that betrayed Jon Snow, and Jon Snow is going to be the one on the Iron Throne as the Ice Walker zombie. I think that would be an amazing twist to Game of Thrones. I hope that somebody's listening to me right now, because they need to start writing that script.
You got quite a little imagination going on in that head, do you not? Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child selfish? Should you worry about it? Well, actually, at a young age, your child doesn't know any other way to behave. Here's the developmental science of it. There is evidence that young children are pre-wired to be selfish for their own protection. As a result, they operate via the following three rules. Rule one, if I see it, it's mine. Rule two, if I see you with it, it's still mine. And my personal favorite, rule three, if it breaks, it's yours, but the pieces are still mine.
Because it's mine. Mine, mine.
These early rules drive parents mad because teaching selflessness skills is tough.
That's right. He can be taught.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Never give up. Continually teach selfless behavior, and one day when you least expect it, your child will share without being prompted. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This center Iceman was the 1996 Stanley Cup playoff MVP, the 2001 NHL MVP, and the 2002 Olympic hockey MVP and gold medalist.
Sackett gets a second shot. He scores! Overtime game winner, Joe Sackett.
So where is Joe Sakic now? Joe hung up his skates in 2009. He then took 2 years to spend with his family before returning to the Avalanche as an executive advisor in their front office. Joe also represents the team at Board of Governors meetings. In 2012, he received the highest honor of them all.
Had a chance to play 20 years. I played on some great teams. Got to lift the Stanley Cup twice. But with all that said, there is absolutely no better honor than being inducted here into the Hockey Hall of Fame tonight.
Joe Sakic, leaving his mark on history. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.